welcome to Pannone, Lopes, Devereaux, and O'Gara's Thought Leaders podcast series. I'm Claire Eckert. Today we're talking with attorney Joshua Butera. Josh is a corporate and business attorney and helps clients in the areas of corporate compliance, administrative and regulatory law, policy and contract law, and other general public and private sector issues. He has represented individuals, businesses, and public agencies before state and federal courts. Thanks for being here today, Josh, to share information about income taxes and the differences in tax treatments and classifications for different corporate structures. That's a big topic. So let's start off with how a business is treated for tax purposes. That's probably a good place to begin.
So businesses are essentially treated in two different ways for income tax purposes. They're either treated as a pass-through entity, such that it's really the owners of the business that are being taxed for the business's income, or the business entity is being taxed directly for its income.
Okay. Does it have to do with the corporate structure also, how taxes are treated?
It does, Claire. So partnerships, the income that partners derive from their work for a partnership is passed through the partnership and to the partners directly, and the partners are then taxed on their income that they receive from the partnership, and the partnership isn't actually taxed for it. So a partnership is taxed solely as a pass-through entity. Limited liability companies and corporations, there are a couple of different options. The default for LLCs is to also treat the LLC as a pass-through entity, and the incomes from the LLC are passed through to the owners, and the owners are then taxed directly. Corporations, on the other hand, the default is that corporate income is taxed at the corporation. And then if the corporation decides to issue its profits to its owners, then the owners are then taxed again on those profits.
The best advice when you're talking about taxes for a business is really to make sure that you have good advice, that your financial planners or your attorneys or your accountants, CPAs, are kept informed about what's going on with your business. Is that good advice for people?
That's excellent advice. Well, this is a high-level view of the way that corporate entities are taxed. The real issues that come down to that you're going to meet with your attorney or your accountant, go through all of your assets, the business's assets, the long-term goals of the business, to really decide what tax election or classification works best for your business and you.
Thanks so much, Josh. We appreciate all the information that you're sharing with us today. If you would like to learn more about business structures or need answers to your questions about other business matters, please contact Attorney Butera at 401-824-5100 and visit Pannone, Lopes, Devereaux, and O'Gara's website at www.pldolaw.com. Thank you, Josh.
Thanks, Claire.